Welcome to the Casual Fridays REI podcast, where you'll learn about the wildly profitable niche of land investing. Active land investors Adam Southey and Justin Sliva are here to share their experiences with you so that you can learn how to build massive cash flow and huge profits from this highly lucrative niche. So without further ado, here are your hosts, Adam Southey and Justin Sliva.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Adam Southey, here with my co-host, Justin Sliva, and this is the Casual Fridays REI podcast. Today, we're going to catch up. We don't feel like we've done that in a minute, and we're going to talk about some deals going on. Before we do that, though, let's talk about the Plum Investment Group. Guys, do you have a property you need funding for? Plum Investment Group is your solution. Plum helps land investors grow their business by funding your raw land purchase. It's truly an awesome deal, guys, and just to be clear, this isn't a loan. Plum will actually partner with you by putting up the money for your project. So do yourself a favor, go check them out. The website is www.pluminvestmentgroup.com.
Happy Wednesday.
Hey, happy Wednesday.
Well, it is a good Wednesday. It's a good day to talk about stuff.
Did I ask if it was a good Wednesday?
Yeah.
I did?
I'm telling you, it's a good
okay,
Wednesday.
All right. Well, I'm just explain just, more then.
Okay. Well, I hope that everybody who has property out there has seen a pickup in some sales, because we've noticed that a lot of stuff around Plum, Lamuel, some of the other companies I help with, they've all kind of taken off in the last month or so. Bunch of stuff under contract, bunch of stuff selling.
Yeah, I guess that's why we're having the show today, because I kind of feel the same way. My phone's been blowing up lately.
That's good.
It is a good feeling.
I had two of my bigger properties I had quite a bit of capital wrapped up into. They look like they're both about to sell here pretty quick. One's got a contract in on it. One's made an offer. We're still negotiating on it, but that's a good feeling.
Yeah, I felt when you called me the other day and you just listed off like 10 properties just went under contract that day or something.
Yeah, we had last week, I think it was a week before, we had 9 go under contract, which was kind of crazy, but some good deals. I think one we bought for 66, it was a little, or 61. It's selling for 100. It's under contract, earnest money in place. Another one we have listed for 60, or we bought 61. Have a guy made an offer, and I think we're probably going to end up somewhere around 85 or 90,000 on it. So those aren't huge home runs, but it's going to get that money back in play. And, you know, four months into the deals, that's how long it took them.
That's not bad at all.
No. We had another one sell that was 11,000 in, paid. They got 12,000 down and payments for 96 months with 10% interest. So
96 months, that's good. That's a
that's another solid one.
96 months, a long time. Get good cash flow, especially with a $12,000 down payment.
Yeah. All our money's out.
That's a good one.
Yep. Yep. I like those. I like those.
I actually just had two payments default.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I haven't had two. I've never had two in 1 month.
Really?
Yeah. I always felt like I've got pretty good luck with my owner finance people. Mm-hmm. And neither one of these actually, like, they didn't make me go through the default process.
They just called and said, I don't
they
want
it.
Just
called and said, I can't afford it no more.
Okay.
It makes it so much easier when they do that.
Yeah.
I mean, not very many people, buyers, have the guts to give you a call and say that.
Yeah.
That's the third time that someone's done that for me, though.
Okay.
And so. Makes it easy. Actually, one of them, I tried to work it out. I was going to give him a month off or whatever and mm-hmm. keep working. He's just like, it's just not the cards. I can't do it.
Yep. Well, at least he's honest.
Yeah. Send them all contracts and a cancellation of contract and put it back up.
Yeah. Nice. You got a little bit of inventory ready to go.
Yeah. I got some properties out there right now. And one of them, I'd been trying to sell. It was just like dead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know what happened there for like 2 weeks. No one was calling. The phone just wasn't ringing.
Huh.
And now it's off the hook.
Okay.
And so yesterday I had 7 phone calls for this one property.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Wow.
And okay. I think it could be a lot of the Craigslist stuff, because my Craigslist guy's lost his mind again. He's kind of posting stuff everywhere.
Do you got a bridge with gold on one of your properties now?
He doesn't. So his listing isn't like crazy like it was, mm-hmm. but because I told him, I said, man, this just ain't going to work anymore.
Yeah.
I said, you have got to change all of this. So he actually canceled like my old emails. He canceled all the ads. He completely set up all new stuff, because he's there's way too many ads out there right now.
Yeah.
And now my email is Joanne something or another, and my name is Shirley. I don't know where that came from. He must have taken like an old setup or something. But he's listing the property, even though where I told him, he's putting the wrong city in constantly. So people are like, well,
yeah, we want it here.
Yeah, we definitely want it there. But work through it. I don't know. I guess he's just outsourcing it. I should probably start looking for someone different.
You think so?
Yeah, well, you know, our buddy Trevor. Trevor's constantly giving me crap because he pays a third of what I pay.
Okay.
He says he's happy with him.
Okay.
But I really like this guy that I've been using, because he, up until this last month or two, he was really good.
Yeah.
And he speaks perfect English. Yeah. And, you know, that's pretty important to me, especially when you're dealing with someone, you know, overseas, because you want to make sure you can communicate with them. But yeah, Trevor's been saying he's really happy and he's only paying a third. This is a business, so I need to cut cost where I can.
Yeah.
Always keep it lean.
Yep.
And so I think that's coming.
Mm. Okay. Let's talk about a couple bad deals for Justin.
Yeah, I love that.
I think
bad deals for Justin, my favorite topic.
I think it keeps it real. Not one bad deal for me. I did a property. We saw it was zoned multifamily. We thought we were going to slide in. We got it cheap. We're going to come in and just make a real quick killing on it in middle America. And we sent neighbor letters out. The neighbors next door who own an apartment complex are like, yeah, we'd love to have this lot. How did y'all find it? Where did you get it? And we're like, oh, yeah, you know, great, great, great. We tell them what we want for a price. And he goes, man, we're thinking we're going to have to come in a little bit lower than that. You do know there's a stay on sewer line taps. Like, you can't get sewer to your property now. And I'm like, huh? And the county never mentioned that when we called zoning and planning on that. So,
had you already purchased it?
Yeah, we've had it purchased.
Oh, so.
So it was what we thought would be about a $35,000 property. We paid 10 for it, or a little over 10 with closing cost. They came back and offered us 14, 13 or 14.
We're not losing money.
No. So I was like, well, let's see if we can eke them up a little bit. But just, it's not getting any hits off of any of the land site. Like, it's looking at the statistics, in this time period, most of my stuff has about 1,000 views. This one has 55.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah. Yeah, it's real bad. So that one, I got a problem property in Washington that a guy started doing some work on the county, right next to the county road, and he washed the county road out. He was adjusting some creek bankage and making his road, and he accidentally dammed the creek that runs through our property, washes out the county road, and so the county shut the road down to give the access to it.
Like permanently?
They put a big cement wall up so we can't get buyers to the property now.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, that's the fun thing about this is we often talk and brag. I don't want to call it bragging, but we talk about and say, oh, this is you have all these good success stories, but we don't really talk about the losers every now and again.
Yeah, I think your idea of fun and my idea of fun are completely different. If having a cement wall blocking access to your property is fun, then we're on different scales here.
Yeah, I mean, it's sometimes you just got to talk about it. You know, it makes it fun.
That's why we have my Oklahoma deal episode out there. It was one of the first ones. Right?
Yeah.
But yeah, we're just like everybody. People make mistakes.
Yeah, I mean, some of these things you can't avoid. Like you did all your due diligence, or you have a county road to it, and then the neighbor takes his tractor out and digs a ditch.
I feel like there's something. Somebody's got to be responsible for that somehow.
Yeah, they will be eventually when the county gets around to it, because this part of the road doesn't even get snow service. And we bought it last January, and there was 6 foot of snow on the ground until May.
Wow. Like, I don't know who you... Can you make the other property owner fix that? Can you make the county reimburse you?
Yeah, I think the county's working through that with him right now. The last I was told. So
I'd be pretty mad about that.
I just laugh about it. It could be worse.
Yeah, I guess it could be worse. It can always be worse. Keep a positive mind. I'm glad. I like your attitude about that.
Speaking of positive minds, Brianna Moss, one of our listeners, she came to Plum and asked me to fund a deal for her, and I couldn't find super solid comps on it. So she had a really good deal on this property. She bought it for 22. When I valued it, I valued it about 40 to 45, and because that's what the comp showed. The closest comps were like 20 miles away. There was an old one right in that area. And she ends up selling it 4 days on the market for $60,000. I did not fund that deal. She ended up funding herself.
So how did she come up with the price that you couldn't come up with?
Well, so when you look at the solds and actual listings, there's a pocket of properties that are kind of similar about 20 miles north. And they ranged from $40,000 to $60,000. And that was the sold in a listing comps. So she went in at 60. And
that's what she was using. Comps are pretty far away.
Yeah.
But when you look at it as a whole from the county.
Yeah, they were in the county. They were the closest comps to this property. And, you know, it worked. She even told me she was surprised by it. But she had to give me the old hashtag mic drop because she knows we like those kind of stories.
Yeah, those are definitely good stories. Even better, again, that it was a problem for you.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Buy for 22, sell for 60.
Yeah.
In 4 days, 38,000.
Yep.
Realtor fees
on both, and I think she probably cleared 35.
Pretty good, man.
That's one that'll set you up coming in the last half of the year. That'll finish your year strong for you.
Yeah, it really will.
Because you could put that in 2-3 more properties and be sitting real good into 2020.
Yeah. Good for her.
Yeah.
I like to hear that.
Yeah, I like it. I like it as well. I love them. I love those stories. I love when I guessed wrong.
So how many mistakes is that for you this week?
I think it's four.
Wow. Four. Just trying to get them out? Can get rid of them all? Before?
I'm just bringing them all in at once, and then I just let
finish off your year with mistakes?
I wouldn't call it mistakes, though. I just being a little conservative and just things out of your control.
Yeah, I'll call them mistakes for you.
Okay. Thank you. No. Thank you. Thank you.
If I can't give it to you, who can?
Yep. No, I get it. I get it. That's why I come back every Saturday morning to record all week with you.
I was thinking about the other day. People that don't know, we record on the weekends. Mm-hmm. And we started January 5th.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost been a year.
It's getting up to a year pretty quickly.
It's pretty fast.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like it. Because we're just talking about, like, our plans with Brian the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And what we told him, we're essentially a third there.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. And I think that's how most people's businesses are, right? You just keep plugging. You got your head down, and you're plugging away, and you're working. And all of a sudden, you look up, and you're...
Yep.
A year, 2 years, 3 years into it.
Yep. Get in the trenches and you keep working.
Yeah. It's awesome. All right. So,
topic of the day, Justin makes mistakes. He's not perfect, but we do enough deals that we make up for them.
Yeah, I'll take that. That's we'll name the show after that or something.
Oh, great.
And so if you like it, guys, as always, please go to Facebook and Instagram, give us a like, give us a follow, and then go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, go to wherever else you're listening to us. Like, rate, review, and subscribe to the show. We appreciate it. We love you. We'll see you Friday.
See you guys.